So, we are here today with three members of the Quad City Paranormal Group. We're here with Wendy, Kelly, and Shelly. So, which sounds like the name of, like, three characters in a movie where, you know, like well, here's Wendy, Kelly, and Shelly. They're going to go on an adventure. Going,
they do go on adventures. You're part of the paranormal group.
We go on a lot of adventures.
Our first question is, what is the Quad City Paranormal Group?
Actually, we're a bunch of moms who get together and ghost hunt. To put it in, you know,
we go to local cemeteries.
Oh, what?
We've gone to several places. Actually, not quite local, but
abandoned buildings.
Mm-hmm.
People call us that they think their homes are haunted.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to know how this all came about. Because how do you get started in something? So obviously, now this is something that I really wanted to ask each one of you. You've had an experience at some point with the paranormal, right? Have you? I mean, each one of you?
Yes.
They are saying yes.
Yeah.
But you've all had experiences, so you have that common bond, and that's why you formed this group. Right? I mean, I would assume so.
Well, I personally didn't have an experience before.
But you have since.
Yes.
Okay.
But we were just very interested in the paranormal, and we used to always get together and watch Ghost Hunters.
Yes, the show, absolutely.
And we just love it, so... Actually, one year for my birthday, Wendy said, "Let's go ghost hunting for your birthday."
And the rest is history.
Yeah,
and now you're
then
here.
We were just hooked after that.
So do you guys have like ectopacks and blaster cannons? Like,
yes,
how do you?
Yes, we do.
That is exactly how it works.
You throw off the trap.
We vacuum during the day, and then we slap them on our backs.
Like,
yes,
so
that's how it happens.
Like, how do you go about this? Like, what? Is the
what are you
equipment
armed with?
That
yeah.
you use, or?
Well, we have digital cameras,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Video cameras, voice recorders,
motion detectors.
We have a big video system with cameras that we.
So you
when
do,
we do
have
oh,
the
so
equipment
really
to do this. Yeah, jeez. So do you have what do they call that? The geothermal cameras in that? Because I know I've seen that on Ghost Hunters.
No, we do not have.
That's okay. Our next.
That's the next.
That's
purchase.
Our next purchase.
Yeah, they're a little expensive.
I would assume so.
Our husbands make us keep the equipment a little low tech.
Sometimes we have equipment that they don't even know about.
That's until now.
Yeah.
So like,
whoops.
How active is this? Like, how often do you guys go out to do things like this?
Well, a lot of times it's just Kelly and I.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we go every other weekend, usually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Year round.
Sometimes every weekend.
Yes. No kidding.
Yeah. Yes.
And so, how long ago did this start with you guys?
6 years ago.
6 years ago. And you've been doing it every weekend ever since?
Pretty much.
Holy smokes.
In the wintertime, we probably don't go as much like around the holidays. Mm-hmm. But once the holidays are over, we get our boots on.
We got our snow boots on.
And we don't care if there's snow on the ground.
Wow. So, like... I know the next thing is everybody has to have, like, a story. You know what I mean? Like, so I guess the first question I would have would be, what's the story that made you think, well, there's something more out there?
Yeah, what made you continue to do it weekend after weekend? You have to find something in order to keep going back.
Or does anybody, like, or what was your, like, first story where it was like, oh, I don't know how to explain that?
Well,
we've had a few.
Mm-hmm. I think the main one was we did... an old farmhouse, and you know, we were kind of just having fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, this is creepy, you know. We did our recordings and took pictures and didn't get a whole lot there. Well, then we went back and listened to our tapes, and we had it's all just women.
Sure.
We don't have any
right.
any men with us, and we're just talking amongst ourselves, and in the background there's a man's voice, and it clearly says, "Get out." And we're like, what? So we kept rewinding, listening, and we're like, then I was like, I'm glad we didn't listen to that there. Yeah,
you know, and most people, that would scare them, but unfortunately, that just encouraged us all the more.
We were excited. We were calling, like, when can we come back?
Yeah.
And we did go back.
We went back a couple of times after that.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. So you guys go all over Iowa, Illinois, basically.
Mm-hmm. Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, you've been to Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So where do you see the most activity? Iowa, Illinois?
I want to say Illinois.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
I would have thought Wisconsin. Just with the people's diets up there, you would think. Now, I guess I'm someone who I'm a skeptic about everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, when people are like, oh, Bigfoot, I'm like, where are all the dead ones?
Yeah.
Have we not found bones?
You know, unless it can be explained, like, with science, I guess I don't believe it. Unless you can show me. Now, at the same time, I've had at least, like, three or four experiences that I can't explain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That I don't know what that was. But at the same time, if someone was to be like, do you believe in ghosts, I'd probably say no. But I have four experiences that I don't know how to explain.
Yeah.
So what do you think that this is? Like, do you think that it's like people, like souls that are trapped on Earth or
in between? We're...
Well, I mean, it's hard to say because, you know, we don't really get that many answers. Mm-hmm. I'd personally like to think it's someone who chose to stay there,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And, like, I gotta protect this farmhouse.
Yeah.
There's women in my farmhouse. Get out of my house! If we say it this way, it'll just show up on the recording and it'll freak them out there. I think it's Aziz Ansari who says that anytime you hear of a ghost story, it's always, they were flipping on and off the lights, they were turning on and off the water. But yet, all the ghosts are from, like, the 1800s.
Well, they're like,
look how awesome this is! Look how awesome this is! I can turn the light on without... one of my stories is that we had a friend who, every night at 1 in the morning, like, it was 1 in the morning, but it would change with daylight savings. Mm-hmm. So, like, if it was... Then it would become like 2 in the morning or whatever the daylight savings was. And then it would go back. The TV in their downstairs room would turn on. And so, if it was always like Nick at Night, whatever was on Nick at Night at the time, most of the time it was Roseanne. But then like, and so we would go there.
That's another story.
Right. But like we would go there and we would watch the TV. And what we would do is like put on a movie. So it's on the VCR. So your thought is, like, the TV, you know, like, the TV's on, the TV would turn off, and then it would turn back on, and it would be Roseanne. So then, like, then they switched out the TVs, and it did it again. Like, it kept doing it. So it wasn't, like, the TV.
Like, it was a timer.
Yeah.
It was, you know what I mean, where I was, and then, now... So the one night we sat down there, and I had a video camera with, like, the night vision. So we turned up all the lights, which was horrible. Like, we were down there, and I'm watching it through the night vision on the camera. And when it happened, like, because it happened, but this time it was the Cosby Show, because apparently Nick and Knight was running a different schedule that night. But before it happened, there was a glow above the TV on the night vision that we couldn't explain. Like, I don't, because my first thought was maybe it was like a reflection off of a lamp behind us or something.
Or the camera's night vision.
But we don't know what that was. And then the Huxtables pop in.
Yeah, I worked with a young lady that she would go out and kind of do this too. But she would take pictures in cemeteries and that. And she would always get pictures of orbs. And she used to bring those in too. Do you guys have some of those as well?
We have lots of them. Lots. But it's hard to say.
Because there's bugs and there's reflections off of gravestones that are polished. Right. And there's so many things that you can't rule out when you're outside. That
we kind of go into it as skeptics.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Kind of like ghost hunters, you know, attempt. Exactly. They go and try to disprove it, yeah. And then if they can't explain it, then they can't explain
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's why we're the paranormal group, not the ghost group.
So have you ever had anything, though, that was, like, terrifying?
Yeah. You guys go into this, and there's, I mean, you're in the middle of the night, yeah. so yeah. has there been anything that's just completely shaken you?
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm sure it's the same story.
Yes.
I know this story.
Did when you took his mask off, was it the groundskeeper the entire time?
It was Shaggy.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
It's that guy they introduced 2 minutes in and you haven't seen since.
It was him.
If that guy's out of the picture, he gets all the money anyway. So it was terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Where was it at?
It was at the Coal Valley Nursing Home,
uh-huh.
which is no longer there.
Okay.
But we were walking through the halls.
And it was empty. It was, yeah. They were getting ready to tear it down.
Nothing there. It was just the two of us. And it was pitch black. And we were walking down the halls. And all of a sudden was it voices or footsteps?
It was like people talking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the building was unlocked. So we're thinking, who's in this building? With,
right.
You know, not thinking anything ghost.
Right.
Thinking, you know...
vagrants or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we quick went into one of the rooms of the nursing home and shut the door, and we heard, it was above us.
Upstairs.
Yeah, it was above us that we heard footsteps, but there was no second level of this building. It was just, like, roof.
Wow.
And, I mean, my stomach was down to the floor. I mean, I was just terrified. She was, too. And we didn't know what to do. And we didn't want to go out of the room. And, but we didn't know, we didn't know where to go.
Yeah.
And we couldn't get out the window that had bars on it.
Yeah.
And all we're thinking is, there's some homeless person in here. And we're, you know, we're in their territory. And yeah. We're thinking, how fast can we open this door and run out?
Yeah, because the door that we came in was down the hall. I mean, we could see it, and the door was open to it, but that the footsteps were getting louder, and, you know, and that, like I said, there was footsteps above us, which we couldn't explain that one. So anyways, finally, we just got to open this door and run.
And we did. Yeah. And then we collected ourselves. Said, okay, we're going to go back through with our little mace.
Yeah. We carry mace with us when we go ghost yep. hunting.
That's what I was going to say. Now, are you guys all married?
Yeah.
Or have significant others? Mm-hmm. I can't imagine my wife going out in the middle of the night. There's no way she would do it, first
oh,
of all.
My husband,
but then you guys
so do not like it.
No, no. I'd be so scared mm-hmm. about you guys being out there and something like that happening.
Yeah.
Somebody actually being in the building and then...
Actually, what my husband says is, if you get arrested for trespassing, I will not come and bail you out.
Do not use me for your phone call because I'm not picking you up.
Well, that's
the kind of concern
that's what
they are.
We're mostly afraid of... We're not afraid of ghosts so much. We're afraid of other people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Being
yep.
in these places that we go to.
Yep.
You know, I was thinking, like, if I go to, like, a haunted house, you know, like, down to the JC's, and I walk through and something jumps out at me, that's a high school kid making minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I know that, and I know there's an exit at the end. If I'm locked in an old nursing
home, I know.
Home,
and there's noises I can't explain.
I have no idea what's out there. Now, one of my stories was that there's a house between Clinton and Morrison, and the woman who lived there was moving, and she would said, like, oh, like, the ghost, I talked to the ghost in my house. Like, they'll, like, visit with me, and... You know, I'll say, like, hey, turn the light back off or whatever. And mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, you're crazy. And then she was moving, and my buddy was helping to, like, take care of the house while she was moving. So I went over there one day, and we were going to move this, like, hutch out of the basement. The basement was, like, the garage. So we're in the garage, and there was, like, clear as day footsteps above us. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize anybody was home. And he goes, there's not. Like, in him, that it was just like, that was just how things
That's
are.
How it was.
And
yeah.
he goes, no, there's not. And I'm like, duh. So then, like, a couple weeks,
he dropped everything right
yeah,
and ran.
Yeah. Dropped the hutch on my friend, and now he's in the house. No, so then a couple weeks later, we're upstairs. And the house is really cool, actually, if it wasn't some haunted, like, freak house. like, the kitchen and living room were all open air on one side. You know, like, no walls. Mm-hmm. And there was a long hallway that split the entire house, and then all the bedrooms and the bathroom were on the other side. Mm-hmm. So it was a really cool layout. And he walked outside, and I'm in the hallway, just kind of looking out the house, and I heard footsteps coming at me from both sides of the hallway. And I was like, nope. Like, I'm done. I'm done with this house.
Have you been back since?
No. And it's, like, back in the woods. So, like, even when you drive by it, you can just see, like, the entrance to the drive.
What was the most intimidating place you guys have ever gone into? Like, driving at, like, a house in the woods in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
And that's intimidating.
See, now, to me, that would be, like, Where is it? Yeah. I want to go.
See, that's the difference between you and us. You never went back. These guys went back again and took me with them to that.
To the nursing home?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. We had to do better stuff.
And we took her daughter.
Yeah. Shh. Bob's fucking husband might be listening.
He knows.
Since that experience at the nursing home, I think we went back 8 times after that.
No kidding.
Until it was torn down.
Yeah. Did you have, like, similar experiences?
We did. We had the footsteps above when there was nobody there. And then that hallway they were talking about, Kelly and I were in a side of room, and Shelly and my daughter held the door open and watched the hallway. And sure enough, they couldn't see anybody down that hallway, and we were hearing the footsteps coming towards us and above us where there was no ceiling. And we could hear it, and we have it on tape, and they're watching the hallway.
And they have their walkie-talkie. You guys get out of the hallway. We're not in the hallway. We were outside sitting by the door just so we could see, you know, it's all the way to the other exit. And they repeatedly were hearing. We could hear it too, but there was no one there.
So now, what do you think? Now, this is kind of like existential, but what do you think? Like, if that was like spirits or something that was living in the nursing home, well, nursing home's gone now. So, what do you think happened to those guys? Do you think that they're like trapped in the nursing home?
A good question.
That's one I've always wondered about myself.
Mm-hmm. Like, hopefully, they're not still there.
Well, you think about it, like, there's way more dead people than there are alive people. You know what I mean? Like, right now. Mm-hmm. And when people will say, like, oh, well, they have unfinished business. Yeah, everybody has unfinished business.
Everybody. Nobody intends to leave.
Like,
exactly.
You know what I mean? Unless it's like, oh, the old grandmother who's like, oh, I've had my day.
Right.
You know, like, you know, I checked off everything on my bucket list, and my kids are all wealthy. You know, it's fine.
I'm like, ready to go.
Everybody has unfinished business, but yet it's not that everybody becomes a spirit or something, unless they're all just like wandering around us all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and because I've heard people say that that's what schizophrenia is, is you just see all the spirits that are around us all the time. And that's like, you know, people who have these vivid, like, oh, they're crawling on the walls. And they're like, no, they are crawling on the walls.
They're
no more space on the floor because everyone's filling up the mirror.
They have to.
There's too many of them.
I don't know. It's just like, because that's the thing is like, and I like how you say like, well, we're skeptical too, you know, and that's why we keep going in there.
Yeah.
Because like, I think if you were to come in and be like, no, there's ghosts, I'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll see the video.
Where?
Actually, our dad's favorite quote is, you know, I'm a fisherman. If I went fishing every day and never saw a fish, I don't think I'd go back.
That's very true.
Because he always says, have you seen a ghost?
Or we say, Dad, you're not going to believe what happened. And we'll tell him. And he's like, oh, you did not.
Like, my sister will be like, oh, I once experienced like a ghost in grandma's house. And I'm like, oh, what was it? Oh, well, there was a stick leaning up against the wall, and it fell over. And I'm like, that's not a thing. Like, that's gravity, you know. But, like, so I was in Waterloo one night in a hotel, and my buddy was, like, in the other bed, and I had fallen asleep, and I woke up to the sound of a grown man screaming, which is one of the worst sounds ever. And he had, so, and I, like, I'm pretty sure he's had, like, a history of night terrors. So I was like, and my first thought was, that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But, like, waking up to that sound is the worst thing ever. So then I turn the light on and he goes, "Is it by you? Is it by you?" And I'm like, "Nope." I don't want to be part of this now. Like, and it's like, there's no more sleeping for me here. And he goes, this like woman, it's like, it was kind of like a visible woman, but you could see her, but you could see through her. And he's like, she came out of the ceiling and was like above me. He goes, and then she started to come at me. And so I started to kick at her. And then, like, she started coming at me again. So I kicked at her again. And he goes, and then that's when I started screaming. And you woke up. And I'm like, oh, great. And then I look down. And all, like, at the base of his bed, all the blankets are gone. They're all on the floor. Like, he had truly been kicking at something.
Yeah.
And so I went, hey, man, you were just having a night terror. Like, it's fine. And he goes, I wasn't asleep yet.
Oh, I think I would have screamed when she came out of the ceiling.
Yeah. I'm like, so I'm just like, oh, like, you know, and then I'm like, I'm not going to sleep the rest of the night now. Like, that's not happening. So that was one of my other stories where I'm like, you know, it's like, I have no way to explain this, but if someone was to be like, so you believe in ghosts, right? No.
So around this time, now you guys just do this for fun, obviously.
Just for fun.
But do you take any groups out? Do you have any other friends that maybe want to go out around Halloween time that want to come with you and see kind of what you guys do?
Well, as soon as people find out you have a paranormal group, oh my gosh, my house was haunted when I was growing up. You know, there's always a story.
Yep.
There's always a story. But yeah, there's been several people that have wanted to.
Yeah, and there's always somebody who wants to go with. And,
yeah.
But that's exactly what it says. People, they'll look at you like, well, I'm in a paranormal group, and they look at you like you have a disease.
Yeah.
But then they give it about 5 minutes, and they're like, you know, by the way, my grandma's house, my house I grew up in.
I had this experience. Well, it's just like Andy's been saying. You know, it's not that he would say that he believes necessarily in ghosts, but he's had all these experiences. I think everybody has those, where they just can't explain them.
Well, that's how we kind of look at it.
The Clinton Showboat, they practice in a building up in the old Schick Hospital, which was a World War II hospital, and their building that they practice in is the morgue. And heavy, like,
have you been there yet?
Doors.
No.
You guys should go up. You guys should go up there.
That's a good idea.
And like the hall that they like wheeled the bodies down to the morgue, is that's where they store all the costumes, because you know that's the hall to the rest of the hospital. We would be sitting there when that was a place where it would just all of a sudden get cold. You know what I mean? Like, and then there was like a hole in the ceiling, and just all of a sudden, like, dust would like rattle out of it. You know, crazy. But they had these thick, like, wood doors that were heavy. You know, like old, like, house doors. And I was up there by myself one night because I would go up there and make props. And I don't know why I was up there by myself, but I heard one of them slam. And that was the last time I was up there by myself. Like, and I was like, I don't know, because it could have been, I'm like, it could have been windy or something. But those are thick, like, those were hard for some of us to open. Yeah.
When you said about the temperature change, too, you guys ever experienced that where it gets super, super cold?
Yeah,
one of
the things we carry with us is a thermometer.
Infrared thermometer.
Wow.
Infrared.
Yeah.
Well, so before we were to go into our questions, I guess I have two other questions, just because I think this is the right people to talk with about. There is a theory that, like, most kids have an invisible friend. And there's a theory that that's, like, a ghost person that they can see because they haven't, like, hit that age yet where they can't see it. Mm-hmm. What's your guys' thoughts on that?
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
But I would really tend to think that the average kid probably really has an imaginary friend. But there's a lot of cases where that's how they find the activity in the house, or that's why things start happening, because they say kids' minds are more open to it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a possibility. Do I think every kid that has an imaginary friend has a haunted house? Well, probably not, but, you know.
Let's hope not.
It's a distinct possibility that one of them, you know, is.
Well, and I've heard of ones where, like, they'll say, like, oh, yeah, well, my imaginary friend was killed, you know, doing this. You know what I mean? Like, they have the... They know the backstory
the life story.
Of their imagination. And then it'll be like, And that's what happened to the girl that used to live in this house.
It's so, it's so elaborate,
like,
yeah.
We investigated a house like that.
Yeah, just say yeah.
And the little boy called him Roars. But he could tell his mom and his grandmother there were certain places. There was in the garage and one in the kitchen and somewhere else. And he told his mom and his grandmother, he was like four, that person was there and this is what happened. They were hung like this or... they had blood in their head, and they went and researched. It was an old house. Yeah. It was just recently knocked down, but it was down on the river by Mickey's down there. But and they researched, and there was a man who died in the garage, and there was somebody who died by hanging, and his story is just perfectly...
Right.
Well, I also, like, there was, like, a relative of mine, not, like, a first relative, like a second or third relative, who was saying that, like,
he doesn't really want to make it too close.
I'm not really going to claim.
No, because I don't want to be like, it was me. No, but they're saying that their son, like, would talk about how he would talk to his grandpa or whatever, or his great grandpa, and his great grandpa was dead, but he would describe him, like, exactly. And then when he saw a picture of him for the first time, he was like, oh, yeah, that's like my their grandpa that comes and talks to me. And he said something about he would always bring him dimes. And then they, like, lifted up his mattress, and it was just full of dimes. Oh, like, there was just dimes all underneath his mattress, and they didn't know that was going on. But it was, like, it's, like, something where it's, like, a child is just more attuned to seeing these things.
Yeah.
Which makes me not want to have kids.
Well, I know that, and this is, I don't want, if
my dog will, like, just start barking at a chair, and then I'm, like, I'm going to have to put you down because you're freaking me out. Like, you know what I mean? If I had a kid who was, like... I have a friend who doesn't have a head and died in the bathtub. I'd be like, yeah, we're moving. You got to get new friends.
Yeah. So, favorite scary movie of all time?
Oh, mine was The Changeling with George C. Scott.
That is mine, too.
The scariest one that I probably cannot watch very well is The Exorcist.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. I've only seen it once. I've seen it once all the way through.
I can't even watch it all the way through.
Yeah. The only reason I did was a girl wanted me to. Like, I wouldn't have done it otherwise.
And that didn't work out
very well.
You should have known from the beginning that wasn't going to work out.
Like, the movie got over and she's like, well, have a nice night. And I'm like, oh, great.
Can you walk me to my car?
Yeah, can you walk me back to my dorm room, please? I would say mine is probably Dead Zone, the Christopher Walken. Yeah. That's the one I watch, like, you know what I mean? But I don't think of it as
I've
a scary movie,
parts
I guess.
Of that. Yeah, I've only seen parts of that. I don't know if I've seen all of it.
But I'm more like movies where it's a real person that can hurt you. So, like, Misery. You know what I mean? Where it's a psychopathic person.
Yeah.
Or like those people scare me. People scare me.
Yeah. Like Seven, where it's like, you know, he doesn't. Yeah. And then the other one is like how, the first Halloween movie, I think, is kind of like that. Before he became like the boogeyman.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? When he couldn't be killed.
When it's just like the brother who escaped from the mental institution.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what's yours?
It's Exorcist.
That's your favorite scary movie?
I can't.
Oh, you think it's
the scariest. Scariest favorite scary movie. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I think
any
the
movie where
that's a good one.
Yeah.
Any movie where there's
a good ghost movie.
Yeah.
Like if there's a kid that like is messed up, like The Omen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
where it's
yeah.
like
oh.
I don't like that. Like, that's not fun.
Devil movies are just spooky.
And then that's the same thing. Like people ask, well, would you go ghost hunt the Axe House in Iowa where the family was, you know, murdered? Like, no. I mean, that just...
You're like, I'm not going to walk into Jim Flynn's backyard.
But I mean, it's just because you... Okay, if you think it's going to be the kids and the family that are there, yeah, I'll go. But if you start thinking we're getting recordings and it's like the actual murderer, I'm out of there. I don't want anything negative. I mean, I go to church for a reason.
Exactly.
Well, my other question was... Ouija board.
No.
You're not supposed to touch those.
Do you think it's a thing? Like,
you got a new movie coming out called Ouija.
But do you think that it's like an accurate, like, I can talk to a dead person?
I just think it's some evil.
This is what I heard the other day. The scientists set out to prove that the Ouija board is just, you know, my thing is, if it's made by Mattel.
That's exactly
it. You know, in a Chinese factory, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how that is. But what they did is, they first did an experiment where they had people that they knew were horrible spellers, mm-hmm. and they had them around it, and the words would come out misspelled. Well, then they were like, well, still, maybe the ghost isn't good at it or whatever.
Right.
But so, then what they did is they had a bunch of blind people sit mm-hmm. around it, and blind people don't know what letters are, so it just came out gibberish because the blind people couldn't see what mm-hmm. the letters were.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's interesting. But, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I've also never played with one. You know what I mean? I'm not like...
I guess we played with it when we were kids.
I did
when
I, yeah, I did.
But the thing is, it's just... I guess it's just like the negative thing. Do I really think that there's ghosts making those Ouija boards move? No. Mm-hmm. But I have heard that if there is anything negative out there, that's one way for them to... whatever, manifest, mm-hmm. access, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think it's just almost like, I'm just not taking a chance.
No. You know? Well, that's another, like, a scary movie moment, was I think it was Paranormal Activity, the first one, where they leave the Ouija board sitting on the table.
And it starts moving by itself.
It moves, and there's nobody around it. And
I think if I saw that, then I'd probably think, okay, maybe this is
maybe that is the real thing.
If it's moving on its own.
Right. Yeah. Like, I was in New Orleans... in April, and that's a big, you know what I mean, a big area.
I did the ghost tours down there with my husband.
Yeah,
I made him.
and I went to, like, a voodoo shop that wasn't, like, the tourist place. It was, like...
Did it creep you out?
Yeah, it was, like, this is weird. You know what I mean? This is weird stuff. Like, this is...
I promised somebody I'd bring him a souvenir from a place like that. And I ran in, got her souvenir, and ran out. And I wouldn't even bring her a bad one. It was a voodoo doll to have a good wedding. Because, like, I couldn't bring her anything. It was Erin. She's been ghost hunting with us. I couldn't bring her anything negative. My husband's like, I'm not even going in there.
Nope,
yeah,
you're on your own.
We have a lot of people that like to go with us, but they don't always come back.
Like, yeah, we'll go the once.
One and done, yeah.
Well, guys, we do have three questions that we ask all of our guests. So we'll go down the line. Our first question is, what is your favorite current TV show?
Current Ghost Hunters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, they're coming up on, is it 10 years?
10 years.
Have they ever done anything
Wednesday?
Local?
I don't know. They've had visits
closest
before.
Closest, I think they've been, is Peoria, to Bartonville.
Well, I had heard that they were going to do that, the cemetery across from Ashford and Clinton. They're going to go through there. There's some Muslims there.
We've been there
several
times.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I know they were at Peoria.
There's people in Clinton. I'm originally from Clinton. There's people I know that have stories from that cemetery.
That is a creepy cemetery.
Yeah
it is.
And there's
a mausoleum there?
There's a couple of them. I think there's two of them. Mm-hmm. Well, there's more of them. Yeah,
I mean that they were going to investigate.
I think so, yeah. Because there's one that's like a tunnel that goes in.
We're making a list as you're getting
there's
freaked
like
out.
A circle of trees.
Here's our next month.
There's a circle of trees, like, right in the heart of things, and it's like there's like a geocache in there, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to, like, I don't want to get that one.
Let that go.
So is everybody like consensus on Ghost Hunters?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So like you're like, hey, Big Bang Theory's on. I'm watching Ghost Hunters.
Oh,
do you guys ever get together and watch it?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
But we watch Wednesday nights together because it's the 10th.
Definitely. Grant's coming back.
I thought
he
was back last
week,
and I taped it, and I was very upset he wasn't there.
They never really came out and said exactly.
These guys started out as, were they Roto-Rooter?
Roto-Rooters,
yeah. They worked for Roto-Rooter, and they did this on the side, and then now it's just blown up.
Yeah.
It's gotten huge.
Oh, huge.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever seen Saturday Night Live where they have Hugh Laurie and... farts.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we picked up something.
Yes. Like, I saw it on
like, play the footage slower.
And I sent it to her and she laughed.
That is one of the most funniest things I've ever seen. I cannot stop laughing.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Oh, what's our second question?
Second question is, if you could have your dream job, anything besides what you have now, what would it be?
Mean
paranormal
investigator. Exactly.
So like setup.
Yeah,
if you guys could be on, because I know they take like interns and then they put them on different squads, because there's one out in, is it LA now? Like one out in LA, and now there's, that's what I thought.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, definitely. We would all do that right away, and our husbands just wouldn't have a choice. They'd have to be along for the ride.
And we'd need a big black motorhome that says QCPG on it.
We talk about this when we're ghost hunting.
Yeah, all the time we talk about it.
When you have your own show, like what you're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Because we like crack each other up in the car. Like, oh, yeah. We would make her van such a good TV up. Show.
The Mystery Machine.
The Mystery Machine.
Call my van the Mystery Machine.
Then the last thing is, if you could meet anybody and have a meal with them, so it could be dead, alive, or fictional, mm-hmm. you could meet anybody, who would you meet and what would you eat?
I would have steak with Albert Einstein, but you know what? His crazy hair. He may be back haunting somebody. We don't know. I mean, he just, you know, he looks like he was kind of out there before.
He's at, like, someone's board, like, erasing stuff.
Yeah! This is what that postulate's wrong. I'm going to just prove that. No. Yeah.
I'd probably have Scooby-Doo and Scooby Snacks in the Mystery Machine.
In the Mystery Machine.
That's pretty
good. Well, then I guess mine would have to be Shaggy.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be awesome to be able to eat like that? And ghost hunt and be that skinny?
To, like, open your mouth and consume an entire sandwich in one bite?
Yep.
I didn't know cartoon characters counted.
A stack of sandwiches. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess our last question would be, is there anything that would make you guys, like, stop doing this where you're like, that's too much?
Yeah.
Stop ghost hunting?
No. Yeah.
No.
Absolutely not.
So, like, what if something followed you home?
Have you ever had an experience at your homes?
I think my house is haunted.
Really?
My husband does, my son does, yeah.
No kidding.
We have lots of
Is there an older home?
No.
Mm-mm. Hmm.
I mean, it's...
You know, like, no, it was built in the early 2000s, but there was a double homicide. Yeah. There was double homicide.
We did get a good deal.
Yeah, I've been in the ex-murder
house. In fact,
house
her husband
the...
says, whatever you brought back with you from your last trip, could you take it back, please?
Yeah. It was built in the 70s, I think.
Okay.
Wow.
But, we just have had too many experiences. Experiences like noises and just unexplainable things happen mm-hmm. that it's just weird. Hmm. And it's not just, I mean, it's all of us in our household that have heard it. I mean, my two stepdaughters have heard it, my little guy, my husband. So it's all of us that have heard noises and stuff at different times.
But you're not so afraid that you...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
This is just...
Ew. My son is. I mean, he won't go upstairs.
Really?
And, yeah.
Yeah, we have no reason for anybody to be scared in our house, but still my kids are scared to go downstairs by themselves. For
yeah,
some
but,
reason,
but
they're
like,
scared.
I think any kid is scared to go downstairs by themselves.
I don't know. I don't remember
I
being
was
that
scared of the basement when I was a kid. Our basement was not haunted, but I was scared of it.
But don't you ever have that, like, where you're like, downstairs, and you're like, I'm going to be swarmed by ghosts, and then you're like, run upstairs.
And you run like, as fast as you can.
Or if it's like, you know you have to shut the light off in the living room,
yeah.
And then you have to, like, you just run through the living room, you, like, trip over the couch, and then you get upstairs, and you count your bruises, but at least you didn't get attacked by a ghost.
That's right. That's right. The very least. Well, thank you guys so much for coming and talking to us today. I know we were really interested in hearing.
But I will guarantee you that there is no way you're going to get me out on one of those.
Anytime you want to come, you're welcome.
Like, if you're like, hey, we're going to take flashlights, and we're going to go walk through this old abandoned asylum, I'm like, yeah, have fun.
We'll bring the mic. We'll do a live
yeah.
podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
Halloween night.
Yeah, and then we
perfect.
And then we turn the mic on, and then we hear, like, voices in the background. And then we would have to stop doing the podcast, and that,
like,
would be the end.
You're a witch, and you just hear it thump. And then it's just done.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine EVPs we'd get on that thing?
That's
awesome. The second and third settings are for.
we'll be taking this with
now,
us.
What's going to happen is I'm going to be sitting in here with my headphones on, mixing this podcast, and then I'm going to hear something in the background.
When
I get into Ian's, like, in office to tell him, I'm going to have this huge wet spot on my pants.
You know, they make products.
And then
that.
I'll say, Andy, again?
Oh, man. Well, thank you guys very much for meeting with us today.
Well,
I'm not I know I was definitely like, I don't know how this is going to go. Like, because I thought you guys were going to be like, ghosts are real.
No.
And they're all around us.
I can see one behind you
right
now.
Yeah. I saw a light above your head.
It's an orb.
Yeah. And then my computer goes off, and it's Roseanne. Well, thank you guys very much, and we will talk with you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks.